McArdle was plunged in thought for some minutes.
"I wonder whether you could get on friendly, or at least on talking terms with the fellow," he said at last. "You seem to have a sort of genius for establishing relations with people. Sympathy, I suppose, or animal magnetism, or youthful vitality, or something. I am conscious of it myself."
"You are very good, sir."
"So why should you not try your luck with Professor Challenger of Enmore Park?"
I dare say I looked a little startled. "Challenger," I cried. "Professor Challenger, the famous zoologist? Wasn't he the man who broke the skull of Blundell of the Telegraph?" The news editor smiled grimly.
"Do you mind? Didn't you say it was adventures you were after?"
"It is all in the way of business, sir," I answered.
"Exactly. I don't suppose he can always be so violent as that. I'm thinking that Blundell got him at the wrong moment, maybe, or in the wrong fashion. You may have better luck, or more tact in handling him. There's something in your line there, I am sure, and the Gazette should work it."
"I really know nothing about him," said I. "I only remember his name in connection with the police court proceedings for striking Blundell."
"I have a few notes for your guidance, Mr. Malone. I've had my eye on the professor for some little time."
He took a paper from a drawer.
"Here is a summary of his record. I give it you briefly. Challenger, George Edward. Born Largs, North Britain, 1863. Educated Largs Academy, Edinburgh University. British Museum Assistant, 1892. Assistant Keeper of Comparative Anthropology Department, 1893. Resigned after acrimonious correspondence, same year. Winner of Creighton Medal for Zoological Research. Foreign member of... well, quite a lot of things, about 2 inches of small type. Societe Belge, American Academy of Sciences, La Plata, etc., etc. Ex-President Paleontological Society. Section H, British Association, so on, so on. Publications. Some observations upon a series of Kalmuck skulls. Outlines of vertebrate evolution, and numerous papers including The Underlying Fallacy of Weissmannism, which caused heated discussion at the Zoological Congress of Vienna. Recreations, walking, alpine climbing. Address, Enmore Park, Kensington West.